new captain, friend of the show. We've had him on many times in the past. Here is Justin Williams. What's happening, Justin?
Hi, guys. I'm just driving through this hurricane, I guess, in Raleigh here still. So we're doing all right.
So what is going on with that? I mean, are you guys, like, leaving Raleigh? I know it's, like, landfall and it can't be good. What are you guys doing?
You know what? If you actually, I mean, I've become a real pro with the Weather Channel lately. If you watch the track, Jeff, it kind of went south a little bit and it's kind of going around us a little bit. So Raleigh, actually, we should be fine. We haven't lost any power yet. We're going to get a lot of rain, which obviously isn't going to be great. But the people who are more affected than us, those are the ones we need to think about.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy storm, man. I was watching that today. And
it happens every time, Brian. Like, every training camp, it was like, are we going to deal with this? And, Willie, I don't know, we used to go down to Florida for training camp, and it was like, what are we dealing with? Are we going to be able to stay here? It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they thought about moving it to Charlotte a few days. Well, I mean, maybe last week when the threat of this was coming, they just said, no, we'll stick it out. So we actually skated the first day of camp yesterday, and then we're actually taking Saturday off just as a precaution. So we'll be all right, though.
Well, congrats is in order because you've been named captain. So is that your first call as captain to get the boys a day off?
Yeah, I'd love to take credit for it. That'd be great. Start off on the right foot. But no, that's all weather-driven.
Are you making rookies call you Mr. Game 7 or captain?
I mean, if I'm a friend of the show, then my friends should know that I don't really care for that nickname. I don't go around calling myself that.
They're great nicknames, man. They could be a lot worse.
Yeah, like you call me Mr. Game 7 or captain.
It's awesome. I think you got to pull rank. I think you have to do it, Justin.
You know, when I'm on the panel, like you guys are a little bit later, and maybe when I'm done my hockey career, and they have that little blurb underneath that says, hey, Jeff O'Neill, you know, former star of the Carolina Hurricanes, you know, they can put that there. You know?
Okay.
That would be all right.
So what, I mean, does this change you at all now that you're the captain, you're a vet, you've been in the league a long time, you've won cups? I mean, does it add pressure? Does it add a different routine? What comes with the captaincy?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, it's something I'm extremely proud of and not something that I'm going to brush to the side and say it's no big deal. It is a big deal to me, and it's a big deal to be a captain of an NHL franchise, and I'm proud of it. I'm honored, and I'm going to put my best effort forth, and you know, hopefully we can turn things around here in Carolina.
You played with Ronnie, you played with Roddy, you played with Doughty, you played with Kopitar, you played with Ovechkin. Do you kind of, I mean, you play with me. Why are you laughing at that?
Are you putting yourself in that category?
One of the leaders when I played with him.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you should laugh at that. It's not a joke.
All right, go ahead.
Do you pick little pieces of each guy and just say, this is what I think a captain should be?
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect segue into it. I mean, it's exactly what you do. You become a leader through watching other great leaders lead. And I think one of the main things you have to do, certainly that I'm going to do, is I'm not going to change who I am.
Yeah.
I'm obviously taking little bits and pieces of good leadership qualities that came before me that I've learned from. And fortunately, I've been through a lot myself. So I have a lot of experience myself in that aspect. So you take all those things, you do the best you can, you work your butt off, and you try to be a voice of the players. And at the same time, you try and elevate the younger players in the dressing room to become good leaders, and such is the cycle of hockey life.
Willie, one of the things about being a leader, and we talked about it a lot, it's like it puts a pressure on yourself to make sure you're playing good, because it's difficult if you're not playing good to say to somebody, pull your head out of your ass, because you got to be the guy doing it every night to say that, right? It kind of puts it on you to make sure that you're playing good every night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people ask me, and you guys ask me how I feel. Yeah, I mean, there's some nerves behind it. But there's also the fact that you have to be confident in your abilities, right? I mean, you know that. You have to have that inner confidence, that swagger, that that you're good enough and you're going to continue to be good enough and you're going to be good enough guy to lead this team. And yes, a lot of great leaders lead by example, and not everyone is the same. But that's certainly, I'm planning on being a very impactful player for the Hurricanes, not just a voice of an older guy.
How's your relationship with Rod Brind'Amour? I mean, he's a young, we'll call him a young head coach. I mean, he's 48 years old, and he's not like, you know, you're 21. So I'm sure you played against him. I'm sure you know him very well. But
played with him, too.
Well, yeah, play with him. So how's that going to change, or how's your approach with that?
Well, I think, you know, O can certainly speak for this as well. Roddy was a quiet leader. He didn't speak up much, and he kind of had the old, you know, when he speaks up, people listen type thing. And, you know, led by example on the ice, obviously led by example off the ice, too. He still does that. I think he can kind of put most of us to shame down in the weight room here in Carolina. But regardless of that, you can see when you talk to him about it, there's a twinkle in his eye. And do we know he's going to be successful as a head coach? No, we don't. But he's put everything he has into it. He's got a good staff around him. And he's got, I think, as the first few days of training camp here move on, he's a really, really unbelievable speaker. And he had a nice speech there the first day of training camp, and it really resonated with me. And if it resonated with me, it had to resonate with a lot of guys as well. And I don't know if you saw his other speech he did when his jersey got retired. I mean, he's very good with words, and he knows that the bar has been lowered here in Carolina, and he's intended to, as we all are, to raise the bar. Not only being a team that wants to make the playoffs, like, let's raise the bar here a little bit. And he certainly reiterated that.
With Justin Williams of the Carolina Hurricanes, we'll get you out of here on that. We'll give you a platform to sell your team. I mean, you guys are always kind of a sweetheart team for people picking who's going to make the playoffs every year. There's been some turnover again with the coaching staff and some players. But what can you tell us about your group in Carolina and why you feel like this could be the year where you guys break through?
Well, I think one thing that I've certainly learned from last year, I came in all guns ablaze and things are going to change. We're going to make playoffs. We're going to do this. I think just the play needs to do the speaking for itself. Well, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, you know, we should do this. We should do that. We should beat this team. We should beat that team. That's not really what it's all about. It's about developing as a team together. And I'm really, really optimistic about what this team can do. I'm really excited this team is shaping up to be, and we're going to see where it takes us. But I know in my heart we're a very, very, very good team. How good we can be, I'm not sure yet, but we're going to find out.
In closing, have you seen the boys, Sully, Dano, Kurt, golfed, anything?
They're really? Going to love that they're getting a plug. You know, Sully's a professor now, so he doesn't have much time for us.
What do you mean he's a professor?
Well, he's teaching classes now.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. He's a super smart guy. So O and I have some mutual friends around here that he doesn't come and see anymore because he's, you know, big time, got a big job there in Toronto. So don't forget us, O.
Hey, well, you know the other two, Dan and Kurt, they're not teachers, so what are they doing? Besides drinking and golfing.
I think that shapes up pretty much a lot of their time there.
That's a pretty good routine, I think.
Not bad.
Well, good luck down there with the Hurricane and with camp. And once the season gets started, we're looking forward to seeing it all play out. And congrats on the captaincy. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
There's Justin Williams of the Carolina Hurricanes.